Today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph, but we still have a bit to go here on Ayin Amud Beis, part of the previous parak. And we just completed an analysis of the machlokas, the three main machlokas between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi, according to which Halibut Rabbi Meir, even Malika, forget about Shechita, which for sure would be Mitayer, an Oph Tahor, Midena Vela, if it was a Trefa. But even Malika, where Malika is not a normal heter for an Oph, because it's Makshir for Achila in its ultimate sense, even where it isn't really Makshir b'Achila, and it's still Mitayer Trefata in exactly the same way that Shechita is. And this he learned from a Kal v'Chomer, from the Tahira of the Nevela of the Behima to an Oph through Shechita. And then he had a remez in the Pasuk that the common Behima v'Oph equality that the Torah creates, which doesn't make any sense, could only be referring to making a parallel between Hechsherei Achila. On the other hand, we have Reb Yehuda, who holds even Shechita wouldn't have helped, unless he had a riot from the Posek in the Dinim of Nivlat HaOfa Tahor. And then we had Reb Yossi, who said Shechita would help, but Dayola Vomin Aden Liot Kinidon, and only Shechita would be Metaira Trefa Bidein Avela in an Of, and not Malika. Now, the question is that even though the Makor of the Halach of Rabbi Meir was the Dorat Behima V'Ha'Of, in which they're made similar in terms of Malika, and we were asked to create an abstraction, which is Hadavar Shemachshira B'Achila is Metayer Nevelata. Obviously, in the particular case that we're applying it, it is not a Machshir B'Achila, clearly. Now, how far would that go? When you're talking about it's being kosher, I mean, so would it have to be that if it wouldn't be for the fact that it was trefa, it would be truly machshir ba'achila? Or what if there were other problems? What if it was a balmum and so on? So here we get into today Rabbi Meir Shita in detail. And we're up to Amar Rabbi Yochanan, which is about one-third of the way down in terms of the extended graphic of the page, which includes the next parak and so on. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lotiher Rabbi Meir Elabit Mimi. When Rabbi Meir said that the Malika of an Olata Oph will be Metayer Midei Nevela, he only means where you have something that's royal Mizbeach. But if it would be missing an Aver, or it would be something that wouldn't be Shayach to Malika at all, then you can't call it a Malika. Avo Bebale Mumim. Then not, because Baal Mum, of course, doesn't mean just simple Baal Mum, which is kosher and mizbeach by Ofot, where it's a Dokin Shiba'ayin. He's talking about where it's Mechusar Eiver. V'Rabbi Elazar Omer, it could even be a Baal Mum. Itmar Nami, Omer Rav Beivai, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Mitaher Haya Rabbi Meir Bebaalei Mumin. And forget about Baalei Mum. You want to know the ultimate Mum? If ever there was a Mum, it's a chicken. Well, you can't bring a chicken on the mizbeach. I mean, it's only good for Shabbos. Yeah, eggs. You can't bring it to. All right. So there's no bigger mum than a chicken, and nonetheless, you could go ahead and you could do a malika on an avaz on an avaz in English?
A goose.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's it. What else could it be? A goose. A goose. No, a duck, of course not. A goose and a chicken, and then it would also be, Malik is completely and totally inappropriate. It would still be Mitayer Midei Nevela. According to which, Rabbi Yirmiya wanted to know in the equivalent case, because it's what you're saying essentially is that we don't really need the thing that has to do to be mater, the particular animal that you're trying to be mater. You're saying that Malika becomes now a modality of Khalifa, so to speak, between life and death, that doesn't create Nevelut. The question whether in this particular circumstances it had any real meaning is irrelevant. So, I mean, I can answer the same question about, let's say, an Egla Rufa. There's a din of Arifa. As we're going to see later, the Arifa of the Egla Rufa does not leave it in a veil, because the Arifa of the Egla Rufa is equivalent to a Shechita. This is what the Torah is said to do to it. And therefore, Arifa is Matar and Gedein Avela. So according to which, if I do Arifa on some other animal, it's equivalent to doing Malika on a chicken. So if I do Arifa, it should also be Matar and Gedein Avela. So this is what Rabbi Yirmiya wanted to know. Would you say the same thing? Let's say a guy goes ahead and he's Oref and Aes. So what would be the din? If he's an Oref and Aes, now an Aes doesn't look anything like an Egla. He goes and he does the Arif on an Aes, he makes an Aes Aruf. Is that an avail or not? I mean, maybe there's a difference between this case and the Avazim and the Tarnagolim, because at least the birds are not distinguishable in a gross grouping. Animals have a gross, have a grouping of being not only animals, domesticated animals, but also the behemot gasot and the behemot dakot. So there's a gross morphological grouping over here, which we would create a taxonomy of behemot gasa, behemot daka, which has no equivalent in birds. This is how Tosfos understands the Gemara. And therefore, maybe it's not quite the same as avazim and tarnagolim, because avazim and tarnagolim are the members of the same group as the pigeons are. Bnei Yonah, exactly. But when it comes to an Aes, maybe it's different. So maybe Avazim v'Tarnagolim Taimamai, the Minadofot Ninero, they're all the same type of set called birds. Aval Aes, which is not a min of the same set of Behema, because this is a Behema Daka. And this is a Behema Gasa. So maybe it would be different. Or perhaps, at least in the most general sense, it is a type of animal, and therefore who's to say that we're to make differences? And maybe he would even extend his halacha, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, to go that far as to say that Arifa is also a type of heter in the event that it's taking the place of the Egla Rufa. Wait a minute. So, sorry, Yosef Reb Dibi v'kamal al-Hashmai. Reb Dibi was saying this over, so Abaye said, well, this all seems to be based on an assumption that everybody here is making, which I'm not sure where that assumption comes from, which is you're saying that an Egla Rufa is definitely Tahor. There's no question in your mind that, I mean, maybe it really is an Avela. Maybe it's just the Torah says, create an Avela as a Kapora for this guy that was murdered. I mean, what makes you say that I look at it as something that's gone through a heter, as if a mitzvah has been done to it, and therefore it can't be an Avela? What is that? Absolutely, it is Tahor. Because Amri Devei Rabbi Yonai, the reason we know that it's Tahor is because it says in the Pasuk, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael, with this thing, which means that since kapara kativ baki kodashim, we view this as an act of avoda that is the equivalent of what it is that you would do by hekdesh, and that does not create nevelot. That is a particular type of avoda, and therefore, even though it's strange and it's unique to this case, nonetheless, it's metayer midei nevelot. Mativ Rav Natan Avuad Ravuna. How do you explain the following? V'ochol lo tochlu, the pasuk we've been darshing all day. V'ochol lo tochlu. So over there we were talking about the chel of nevelah, the chel of treifah, yes, elachol malacha, even for egdash, but don't eat it. So over there the drasha in the braita was that em li'ela chelav shasur ba'achila umutar ba'ana'a. The chelav of a shor aniskal and an egel arufa, how would I know? Minayin. So when it comes now to the chelav, we said this yesterday, that generally speaking, we have a posik that gives me all types of guidelines, chelav that's separate from the basar, so on and so forth. Here we have another point, and that is where we're talking about chelav, and the focus is on ocholo tochlu, this particular element of the focus we didn't notice before. Don't eat it, but, I mean, it's mutter to do something else with it. That's the whole point. This is stuff that you can use for any other purpose, just don't eat it. So, yaseh l'chol malacha. But how about where the chelav is also asur ba'ana'a? So then it should not be included in this entire heter of nevela. We said chelav of nevela were metayer. It's not going to be metame. Chelav of a mammal, of an animal that is not a chaya, a domesticated animal, that is chelav and kosher to eat. Even if it dies, the chelav is not metame, although the basar is metame. Now, the Braita asks, but how about the type of chelav which is also a asur ba'ana'a? So suppose we have the chelav of a shor haniskal. So over there, a shor murdered somebody, and it was put to death in court, and the din over there is that it's asur b'ana'a, uba'al ashar naki, therefore you can't use it for anything. Is that chelev mitamei or not? Because over there it's, you can't say, the only problem is a cholo tochlo. You can't use it for anything anyway. And how about, and here is the part that bothers me, how about egla arufa? Is that chelev mitame? Didn't you just say that an egla arufa is not an avela at all? So why are we discussing whether the chelev is mitame? And over there the brayta says, how do you know that the chelev of an egla arufa is also not mitame? In other words, but its basar is. Talmud lomar, therefore the next pasuk is ki kol ochel chelev. What's that? Kol ochel chelev? Any chelev at all. Now, if you're claiming that an egla arufa is tahar, what are we talking about over here? What, there's a tzad to say that it's tar, but the chelev is tame? That's crazy. Why would I think that? So is the issue of here, he tohara, the chelbat tame? Obviously not. So in other words, the assumption of this braita is that you guys are all wrong, and that an egla rufa is an avela. Now the only question is the chelev of the egla rufa mitame is an avela? Says the Gemara, what does this have to do with it? Does it say over here that you went ahead and did the arifa? It doesn't say you did the arifa. Maybe this is an egla arufa that instead of doing the arifa, you did shchita. So hecha de arif miarif, if you did it properly, ain't a chinami, it wouldn't be an avela. But this bright is talking about where you ruined it, gitzrichalei, where you did shchita, the shachta mishka. Now, come on, that's crazy. Even if you did shchita, you weren't supposed to do shchita, but we said that shchita is definitely mitame de avela. I mean, certainly that's better than doing malik on a chicken. So how could you possibly say that that's a solution? Sorry, you're right. You didn't do shchita. What happened is it dropped dead. Okay? So ask the Gemara, but the hanele shchita latara midein avela. So what happened? You're right. The lo tzricha, there's the segla arufa, watching this bearded guy coming at it with a big butcher's knife, and it drops dead from a heart attack. So now what's the din? So clearly it's an avela, because, I mean, it never was shechted. Now the question is it chelev mutter? Why would it chelev, not mutter, I mean, is it chelev usable for malacha because it's not matame? So the question is, well, it's not usable for malacha because it's Yisrei Hanah, so then maybe it should be metame. Kamashman is nonetheless not metame, yeah? But of course, all of this assumes that an egla rufa that drops dead is also b'hanah. That would mean that it must have been an egla rufa before it was an egla rufa. So an egla rufa means an egla that is going to be an arufa, even though it turns out it wasn't an arufa because it got too nervous. Is that the halacha? I mean, because otherwise there's no case. If you're, the only way we could have this discussion is if you never did the arifa on the egla rufa, then what made it the egla rufa to be discussed as to whether it would be mutterba or not? Unless you're telling me that the designation at one point or another turned it into isra'na. Is that true? Asks the Gemara. Michlal de Michaim Asura? You're telling me that before I do the Arifa, it's also going to be an Egla Arufa, and it's going to be Asur Ba'ana. Is that weird? It may be weird, but it happens to be true. It actually is Asur in Hana'a, even before the Arifa. Because Omer B'anai, Gvul Shamati, look, I once heard clearly what exactly the limit was. It was a line at which one point it became an egla rufa. Not by saying it's an egla rufa, obviously. There's no such thing to be sorry, I know. But I can't remember what that moment was. I was talking about it with my friends in the Beit Midrash. V'naz bin chavraya l'meimar and the friends over here on their own, they figured out that it makes sense to say that yiridata l'nachal eitan hi asorta. That apparently, and we'll see what we actually saw back in Kiddushin, the Makor, for why there's a Makor to Asr in the Pasuk, but we use our Seichel to make it that it becomes an Egel Arufa when it is brought down to do the Arifa Nachal Eitan. It's Nachal Eitan that defines it from that point on as being Asr. Now the question is whether the Arifa is Metayer Midei Nevela, and if I didn't do an Arifa, the further question is, and it dropped dead, whether the chelev is included in Ye'aseh L'chol Melacha, even though it isn't really Ye'aseh L'chol Melacha. Talmud Lomar Kol Chelev. But this has nothing to do with our question.
It's interesting you said, because the whole issue of Egla Rufa is where it's
Hadron alach chatata off. I guess nobody's going to do it, huh? I think we need Reuven, since it's so rare that we have the joy of his presence, to give us the old Fanton de Heiligenpere.
Which language? Which language? In French?
Fanton, yeah, you can do it in French.
Fanton de Heiligenpere.
Yeah, delicious. What a beautiful French accent. Kola Zivachim, our next lovely topic is a pretty tough one, but it's okay. We're going to start easy. So, our next topic is Tarovet. Everybody knows Tarovet is just, is you sail through it. As long as you finish Avodah Zarah and Chulin and know it inside out and so on, it's just some added details. So maybe we should do a Chazor of, in your spare time. But today we're going to go through a lot as we go on through this parak and further. But today we're going to talk about mixtures of Isurei Hana'a in Korbanos, mixtures of Isurei Mizbeach that are not Isurei Hana'a in Korbanos. And the difference is that if you have Isurei Hana'a, darn it, you can't even be paid of them. You can't sell them. You can't wait till they get a moment to sell them because the rest are bound up. So there you're in a much bigger pickle than you would be if it's just a question of having something that's also for the Mizbeach. Okay, it's also for the Mizbeach. I'll sell it and then use the money to buy the value of the carbon that got mixed in. And we're also going to bring cases where it's kosher behemoths of chulin were mixed. Now, zvachim were mixed with them. That makes things very much easier because they themselves could really be brought on the Mizbeach and so on. So we're going to talk about those three levels. So the Mishnah begins with kol hazivachim shenitarvu b'chataot ha-metod. Now this is very misleading because what it really means is kol hazivachim that were nitarvu b'hen chataot ha-metod. Not that one kosher zevach was mixed in with afilo echaz beruba, even one in 10,000. I mean, that would be a little ridiculous to say even one kosher thing in 10,000 non-kosher things. I mean, obviously, it's got to be the other way around. Even one non-kosher thing in 10,000 kosher things would still be awesome. It's got to be that direction. But before we go on, let us once again review the din of chataot ha-metot. Now, you will recall, and of course, PJ has this very carefully written down in his magic notebook, in which he has his grid of all of the dinim. And so one of the magical things that are in there is that there are five cases of chataot ha-metod, where normally when a behemah becomes possible for some reason, unusable for some reason, we don't have a problem. Wait until it gets a mum, and you're paid it, and then the money is used for whatever, different cases. Sometimes the kaitzim is bayah, and other times voto amin, if it's possible. It's a halacha l'mesh mi-Sinai that a chatat in five circumstances cannot be used for anything. And the only thing you do with it is you have to let it die. It doesn't have to get a mum, sell it, and so on and so forth. Nothing to do. So in those cases are, if a chatas has a child, so the vlad chatat cannot be in any way used. The tumura of a chatat cannot be used. Normally the tumura is the same din as the carbon itself. There's no problem. The chatat where the owner died before he used the chatat, not usable at all. Chatot hameto. A chatat that was past its first year of life. He was makish behema, had plenty of time to bring it. He missed the birthday, and now he's got a problem that it's ibrashnata. Can't use it. And a chatat that was lost, he went ahead and was mitchaper with another chatat. That's matre, the first chatat, under special circumstances. We have to go through the question of what was accessible at the time in Tumura. But in any event, a chatat that was nitchapra ba'alim ba'acheret also is mita. So those five cases, there's nothing to do. Because if they were bitarvu b'chataot ha-metot, then you can't be poted because it's a surbana. What are you going to do with it? There's nothing you can do. You can't sell it. It's useless. And therefore, there's nothing to do with the whole mixture. The same thing would do with the shara niska. What are you going to do with the shara niska? There's a shara niska that's mixed in here with karbonas. So you'll say, okay, let it be bottle. But remember that ba'alei chayim are not bottle. They're too chashev to be bottle. In order to be bottle, it has to be something that really, in terms of itself, becomes a statistic. A ba'al chay does not become a statistic. So because of that, you've got a case where even if you would have 10,000 kosher zvachim, nonetheless, you'd have to let them all die. Yamutu kulam. How about if nit arvu b'shor? How about if a zevach that was a regular. We're talking all about Tzvachim over here. This, by the way, is what distinguishes our Masechta's discussion of the issues from the discussion in Avodah Zorah. We're not talking about Tzvachim or in Temura. Well, we don't necessarily talk about zvachim that are nifsalu in terms of anah. We do talk about psalim mizbeach, as we'll see later. So how about if the zvachim that are ksherim got mixed up in a shor shenev dabo aveira? So let's say this shor was now not a shor haniskal, because a shor haniskal obviously doesn't mean after it was niskal, but it means we pask in the din that it has to be niskal. At that point now, bala shor naki. But in this case, we didn't pasul. We didn't already pask in the din. We couldn't pask in the din, perhaps. Now we'll see. Could be that maybe we only know it's a shor niskal al piyed achad, which passes it for mizbeach, maybe al pi the baalim. So you could have a case of a shor that was a meat et adam, and this is the O is taken out by many of the Girsaot. So in other words, this is the case we're talking about. Ashar shenevdabo avera, some say kigon. In other words, what is that kigon? Shemitat adam alpi ed echad, or alpi habaalim. Where over there is no din of mita, obviously, but there is a din of believing a person in terms of iser. Eidachad ne'eman bi'isurin. I mean, we can't base a death sentence, and the din of the shor, remember, is given the same din as the baalim. K'mitat ha-baalim, kach mitat ha-shor. This would be unacceptable evidence for the capital case against the owner. It's unacceptable evidence for the capital case against the shor. And by the way, this is the only other place. This is where it becomes important to us in the nature of zvachim to note the connection between the owner and the shor. In other words, in terms of the dinim, where it comes to Sanhedrin, the modality of the din of Adam and Shor is important, and the Torah presents it in that way in a number of places, by the way, in very strange ways, even in terms of the din of Klola, where over there a Mekalel of God, Ishaya Kalel Elohav, is connected to the someone who makes a mum ba'adam, someone who makes a mum be'bema, someone who kills an adam or kills a be'ma, as if they're all interrelated. And of course, when it comes to Zvachim, that sense of interrelationship between the animal, the human, and God is very, very central to the whole idea. So here, mixing now an animal that was Osirbana, that was Mutterbana, but Osir for the Mizbeah, and that's the only importance. In other words, if I know that the shor that I have is a murderer, or it's a roveya venirva, it's a shor for sexual purposes, that asks it for the Mizbeah, right? It creates no isurim for my eating it. Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Or mukta, who was set aside for Avodah Zorah. Or for that matter, it was ne'evad. Now, there's nothing in that case that would be asering it be hana'a, because the Baal Chaim doesn't become aser, but it does become aser to the Mizbeah. Same thing is true if this were an etnan or a mechir. It was used to pay a whore's hire, so it asers it for the Mizbeah, but makes absolutely no isurin in practical terms for a hetyot. Or if it were the exchange payment for a dog, which is unsuitable as inappropriate for the Mizbeah, to avat Hashem Elokecha gam shneihem. But certainly there's nothing wrong. Look in China, they eat the dog itself, you know. So actually, they just ostered that. So, but no more dogs in China. Yeah, I'm telling you, the less civilized place. Huh? So the case over here is that the only problem would be problems for the Mizbeah. Same thing would be true if it got mixed into a kilayim or a tray for a yotze dofen. Now, kilayim is simply a mixed species. A treifa, we know what a treifa is. A yotze dofen is where it was born with as a Syrian. Now, all of these cases, that it's not roy for the Mizbeach, or mean, we learn it out from various psukim, but in any event, we don't have an option in these cases to say, let's bring these animals to the Mizbeach, to sell them for karbonis. And that way, just one of them, the value of one, don't sell. You know, you can't do that because all of these animals were possible for the Mizbeah. So if I've got one kosher animal and one non-kosher animal, I have no way of knowing the difference between them. They sure look the same, whether they were born from cesarean section or whether they were born normally. I have no idea by looking at them. So I cannot identify which was my animal. So I say, okay, so ask somebody who needs the same animal to buy the other one and then bring them both. But one of them is possible, so I can't ask him to buy the other one. So, and they're also, of course, I mean, over here we're not even dealing with bittul. We don't even need a rove. That's not the point. The point is that what I've got to do in these cases is I wait until they both get them home. That way I'm obviously not going to be misusing the Kodesh animal. So they both get a mum. Now I sell both of them, which is fine. Now I've got money. Now the problem is one of these was worth $100, one was worth $110. Well, I have to assume the worst, that the $110 was Kodesh, because I don't know which one it was. I have to be Machmer. So therefore, I take the more expensive one, whatever money I made on the most expensive of them, I use that money to buy another animal of the same type. So if it was supposed to be an oilo, I'll bring an oilo with that money. So it's not so bad. This is not so bad. The only thing is I can't bring it directly to the Mizbeah. The first case, I didn't have the option of selling, obviously, because over there, they're all us or about us. Over there, it doesn't matter how many there are. I got a real problem. They all become us. There's nothing to do. It's not bato because of Balei Chaim. It's not sellable because of us or about us. So I'm stuck. Over here, I don't have to get into the whole issue of how many there are because that's not the issue. I have a solution. So my solution is wait until it gets a moon, sell it, and use the most valuable. If there were 100 of them and the one that I got the most money from was the one that was worth, let's say, $120, and all the others were worth, maybe some were only worth $20. It's your problem. But you're going to have to pay the most expensive one for the carbon that now you weren't able to identify. So use the same type of carbon that you made from the most expensive. So far, so good. You know, there are special mafia groups that deal with these issues. That's like the old question of what happens if the guy never gives a get.
Find the furrier who wants to get. Where's the list, I'm sorry, of the Isser HaNor stop and the...
The Isser HaNor was only our initial case. Yomutu Kulam, one case. Bechatot HaMeitot and Shara Niskal, that's it. All of the rest are Isurei Mizbeach, but not Isurei HaNor. Now, how about our third case? Our third case is where all of the animals are kosher. So then you've got even an easier time. You don't have to wait until there's a ball, until it becomes a balmum. So if the animals are mixed with kulin tamimim, again, it doesn't matter how much and what, all you need to do is sell the whole lot for the korban. So you bachru a kulin tzorchei oto amin. So you've got an oila, let's say, or a chatas mixed up with animals of the same type. Obviously, they've got to be the same type, or I would know what's what. I mean, I can have females. Say maybe the females are the oilas, obviously, right? So what I do is I sell the lot, 100 animals usable for oilas available, and somebody buys it, obviously at reduced price, and then they're all brought as an oila, and I have no problem. So you say, but you don't know whose is who, so... Bring it for whoever it is. Because anyway, that's you're supposed to not have kavona for a specific bali. So the Kohen, when he goes ahead and he brings this animal, this should be the animal that goes to whoever it's supposed to go for. Okay, so then it goes for that person. By the way, that's something of a machlokas in the Mefarshim, whether he's supposed to have in kavona because of the mixture. It should go for who it goes for, or just don't have any kavona. That's the question. What does stam mean? Stam, like, just forget about it? Or stam, it goes to its owner. Okay, but whatever the case is, there's no problem of that either. Okay, now, how about in a case where one person's carbon gets mixed up with another person's carbon? So it's kachim bekachim, and it's about the same thing. In other words, one guy has an oil, another guy has an oil. So then, of course, there's no problem, right? You just simply bring them right up. Zeyikarev l'shem mishahu, v'zeyikarev l'shem mishahu, it's brought for whoever it is. But how about if it's kachim bekachim min b'she'eno mino? And we're going to talk about which animals it's possible to get mixed up as a min b'she'eno mino. Obviously, some of them are mutually exclusive, right? In other words, if I know that I was bringing a chatat yachid and I'm not a nasi, then my chatat had to be female, a sira or a kisba. And the other guy was bringing now an oila, then it's got to be the male. So it's pretty easy to figure that out. But there are cases, and the Mishnah will go through it later, of what could be mixed. So what do I do now if I've got an animal that is being brought in a completely different way? So suppose really it is a Sayer Nasi being brought as a Chatas, and then you have an Oila of a Yochid that's being brought from a Sayer. I can't possibly do the Aveda. One is supposed to be done the Malamichut HaSikra, one is Lamata, one is done with the Chitui, and one is done with Hazoya of Shnayim Shein Arab. I mean, there's nothing for me to do. So what do I do in that case? There indeed I have to wait. And Yera'u Ach Yista'evu V'yavi Bidmei HaYafesh B'mimin Zeh Bidmei HaYafesh B'mimin Zeh. If I own both of the animals, so then I'm going to have to lose out of pocket the value that I normally paid, let's say, $100 for one, $135 for the other. Now I'm selling them, and I'm making together. I'm making the $235, but I'm going to have to spend $270 because I have to replace both animals with the greater value because I don't know which one was which. So that I lose out of pocket. I have no right to take a chance on now replacing my Eila with something that was worth less than the original Eila. So I'm going to have to pay the maximal value for the nicer animal for both of the animals that I'm going to bring in. I'm going to be mafsid now out of pocket the rest. Hamotar mi beit. I'll have to pay it out of my own money. Suppose now we've got a mixture into a Bechor and a Maaser. This creates another problem. So the Bechor and the Maaser gives me another issue, and that is Bechor and Maaser cannot be sold in a normal way. I'm not allowed now to go ahead. I mean, what I would have done if it was anything else, I could just sell it. Wait until it gets a moon. I said, sell it, use the greater value. But if I've got a Bechor and a Maaser, the din is if they get a moon, so then they are anyway, they're eaten by the Baalim. The problem is that they cannot be treated the way meat is treated. You can't sell them in a butcher shop. They're not nimkar b'itlis. Normally, psuli hamugadashim. The truth is, we would also be makbet to treat psuli hamugadashim in a way that is mechubad, not to weigh them on a scale as if they're just meat and sell them in a butcher shop and so on. The reason that when it comes to normally psuli hamugadashim, that we treat them with bizayon is because that way the difference in the value is given to Hegdash. But by the Bechor and the Maaser, the only one who's making money on this is the owner of the Bechor being the Kohen. We're not going to be Mezalzel and Kachim for Hed yet. We'll be Mezalzel and Kachim for Kachim. Okay, so therefore, in this case, we've got a problem, because even if they all have a mum, they're not going to be able to be sold the way you normally would sell meat. And therefore, nitarvu bebechor u'maaser, it's true, yera'u achi yista'evu, but you're going to have to not only bring the expensive one as your new behema, whatever it was, your new behema for the korban, but you're also going to have to treat every last one of them, because you don't know which one was the one that was mixed in and now it's just plain chulin. This may be a bechor, or this may be Maaser. So you're going to have to treat all of them as Bechor and Maaser. And therefore, Ye'achlu ke-Bechor and Maaser. They've got to be treated in the way that a Bechor and Maaser would be treated, even though Lamaisa, and Rashi's troubled by this. I mean, Lamaisa, this means that Hegdash is going to take a hit. Because, I mean, I'm not going to pay. If I would have been able to sell my Ola with a mum, it would have fetched a lot more than an animal that cannot be weighed, packaged, and sold in a supermarket. Because now it's got all these limitations on it. So maybe we should be mizalzo for the hefset of Hegdash. Says Rashi, that's true. The point is, we would not normally have done this, but over here, we're not gonna be mizalzo in the other korbanos. This would have meant we'd have to be mizalzo in everything. And that we can't do. We can only be mizalzo in the one that we know. Here we don't know. So because of that, we're going to have to treat them all as Bechor in Maaser. Now, Hakol Yecholim Lehitarev, there's no problem in my explaining what the case is. We said, Kachim B'Kachim. Except for Echatas and Asham, can never be Mitarev, because Echatas will never be brought from an aisle. First of all, it's almost always female, and in the rare case, such as a Seir Nasi, where it's a male, it's not an aisle. Every Asham is an aisle, except for Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzor, which is a Keres. But it's not a Kizpah. And the only matching chatat would be the female of the sheep and not a male. So mamela, there's never going to be a mix-up between a chatas and an osha. But there are cases of mix-up, albeit they may be limited, in that a chatas is almost always a female and an ola has to be a male. But there is such a thing as a chatas that's a male, a soyer nasi. So in other words, it's conceivable that you could get any of the cases. Shlomim obviously can be brought from anything, so it can easily be mixed with anything. There's your pond, you know. So in that case, we would be able to read this Mishnah on any and all cases, except for kachim b'kachim as chatas mixed with osham. That's impossible. Says the Gemara, assuming that we adopt the simple reading, the opening of the Mishnah is mad. All of the zvachim that got mixed up in chataot ha-metot, even one zevach in 10,000 chataot ha-metot, what do you mean even? The more chataot ha-metot there are, the less likely it is, not the more likely it is, that we would be matir the zevach. How can you say even? What is this afilu? Well, no, obviously that first case, it's left to the reader to understand that the meaning of it is kol hazvachim shenitavu bahen chataot ha-metot asher niskal, even one chataot ha-metot in 10,000 kosher zvachim. I mean, we're not talking to idiots. It's clear the word afilu has to mean that. And therefore, yamutu kulan. We had a number of different cases in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah began with the case of absolute isurei hanoa, which is either chatot hametot or shor haniskal, where that gets mixed up into even 1,000 or 10,000, is the example in the Mishnah, of zvachim. There's nothing to do. We can't sell them because they're aser b'hana to anybody. And we obviously can't bring them on the Mizbeah, so we're stuck. The next case that we had was cases what we could sell. They're not Isuri Hana'a, they're Isuri Mizbeah, Lakilayim, Yotzitof, and so on. So there, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to bring the mixture. And over here, the Mishnah isn't interested in how many, because that's not the point. The point is there's something to do about it. That's the point. And what you could do about it is you wait until they all get a mum. That way there's no problem. Sell it. Use the value of the most expensive one, which is the worst that could possibly be. That value you're going to give to buy the same animal, replace it, and that way everything's fine. And you'll have to take the loss of the fact that you waited until it got a mum and so on and so forth, which you're obviously to sell and to buy in this fashion is going to cost money. But what can you do? Then we had the question of what happens if it falls into tmimim. But then there's no problem at all, as long as you make sure that you've sold. You're going to take a loss because you can only sell it for karbanas, if one of them is a karban, but you sell it for the same type of karban. Then we talk about what happens if it mixes into kachim. If it's the same kind, you just have to have kavanah for the baalut. And if it's of a different kind, so then you've got, obviously, depending on the type. You can't mix everything. You can't mix a chatas va'asham, for instance. But in the event that it mixed, what you need to do is you sell it, because you can't do, obviously, the wrong aveda on the wrong carbon, so you can't just bring it. So you'll have to wait till it gets a mum again, sell it, and pay the difference. You have to pay the best for both animals. You have to pay the difference out of pocket, but this way everything at least gets done properly. Those were the cases. Now, what bothers us is that one of these Mishnayot, if we separate them into different parts, the first grouping where we've got the Chatot HaMetot A and B, we have the Isurei Mizbeach, so some of that grouping appears in Temura as well. And therefore, the Gemara asks, okay, but now our problem is a Tanino Chodazimna. We know that the second section, at least, of the Kelayim and the Yotzi Dof and the Trefet, so on and so forth, that is an actual Mishnah in Temura, which goes as follows. Kol ha-asurim l'gabei ha-mizbeach, asurim b'chol she'en. Anything that is asur, to be brought on the Mizbeach, asurs osurim, any little bit. So let's say a roveya, a nirva, which is perfectly okay for hedyot use, but is not right for the Mizbeach, and so on and so forth. The case is in our Mishnah. What is the point of having it in Temura and having it here? So Amar Rav Ashi or some have Amar Rav Kahana, Amrita L'Shvaita Kamei Rav Shimi, or some have the same for Shimi Rav Ashi, some it was Rav Kahana. But in any event, I said over the question, and he made it very clear to me, Vatzrichan. He explained why we would actually need both Mishnayot. Because Imi Hatam, over there the case is that I would have said, Hanim Mile Ligavoa. If we're talking about the case where we have the Isurei Mizbeach, so I would say, well, of course, the point over there is that something that was ra'ui for the Mizbeach is going to be osur legavoa. But, I mean, in this case, it's mutter lehedyot. There's no problem of roveya, nirva, kelayim, and so on. There's no such isurim. And therefore, I would say that if it was something that would be mixed up when it was nogea hedyot, then there would be no problem at all. Therefore, I need to know what would be the case where our Mishnah adds also something that doesn't appear there, where it would be osur lehedyot as well. So if it would be osur lehedyot as well, I would have thought, avol lehedyot emalo. In other words, the problem of Isurei Hana'ah, where I'm gonna translate now something for that's gonna end up being a tremendous loss. I'm going to really, who's gonna suffer from this? Not the Mizbeach. The question is, can I sell it? Is it mutter lehedyot? So it's okay for a hedyot. How machber am I gonna be? That what, one chataot ametot, or one shorav iskal, 10,000? I mean, we find many times Yisrei Hana'ah. And it's bottle, let's say, Orla, Kelayim, it's bottle 1 in 200. I mean, why would I be? In fact, the Gemara is going to ask, why the heck wouldn't it be bottle, actually? Now, come to think of it. So, but it's certainly a tremendous chiddush to tell me that a guy cannot buy a group of animals of 10,000 that has one chataot ametot mixed in it. I mean, why would I think that in Temura? All that I see in Temura is the Mizbeach. Look, something else on the Mizbeach, don't bring it on the Mizbeach. That's all it says. Doesn't say anything about you, a hedyot, who has something mixed in your eder, that you're not allowed to use it. Where does it say that? So therefore, I certainly need to know our Mishnah that adds, wow, even if you're a hedyot and you've got now a chataot ametot, because that's what it boils down to. The fact that it's zvachim is irrelevant, because what we're talking about is sale to a hedyot, right? What we want to do is just sell it to somebody and then use the money. Well, you can't sell it to anybody. Why not? Because it doesn't have any worth. Oh, it doesn't have any worth. It's 1 in 10,000. It doesn't have any worth. It's going to, all 10,000 don't have any worth. Tremendous chiddush. Comes along the Mishnah to tell us this chiddush, even for a hedyot, 1 in 10,000, forget about it. There's no way that he can be nena from it, and therefore we don't have any options. We're not going to be able to sell it. Wow, okay, that's a great chiddush. So I would have thought, Yimi Hatam, it would have been only Tmura, Hava Amina, Hanimil Lagavoa. The case over there is don't bring on the Mizbeach, Rovea, Venir, Vekloya, Karen, instead sell it. Okay, that may make sense. But I mean, when it comes to the Hedyot, that what? The Hedyot's not allowed to buy 1 out of 10,000 animals. That not? I would have said, of course it's Mutter. On the other hand, let's say I would have said over here, our case, Yimi Hacha, I would have said, well, all, let's say that case of chataot ametot, shor nizkal, we said, whoop, hani hudi yisurei hana aninu. These things are osur ba'ana'ah. That's very chomor. An isur ana'ah, I can understand that we want to be very makbin on. But the ones that are not isurei ana'ah, such as the rovea, nirva, kelayim, etc., etc., they're not isurei ana'ah. Maybe, indeed, there shouldn't be any problem at all. Then perhaps there would be no problem of being mevatalit completely. Therefore, I need to know that it's osir, even though it's only osir mizbeach. I understand. You're not. It says that case also over here. You're not addressing that issue. I ask you, there's two mishnayot. This mishnah has two sections. One that's osir anon, one that's osir mizbeach. The mishnah in Temura has the part that's osir mizbeach. So you answered me why I need this Mishnah for the part of Isurei Hana'ah, which is Nogea Hedyot. That's all you explained to me. And why over there we need Isurei Mizbeach? Because it's not Isurei Hana'ah. But then why do we need Isurei Mizbeach over here also? And over there? That doesn't make any sense. So forget about over there. Just say the next case, which is Isurei Hana'ah. Don't tell me the Mishnah over there at all. So ask the Gemara, Hatanale, what do you mean? The Lavi Suri Hana'a is the next case. Hatanale, we say it right over here. Yes, we do. But read the Mishnah carefully. Does it say numbers? It just says the mix. Because it isn't interested in the numbers, because it's not coming to tell me that there's us. It's not us, sir. It says, wait until it gets a moment, sell it. So even if it's one in one, forget about one in 10,000. It doesn't mention issues of numbers. But let me ask you something. Suppose Lamaisa, it was mixed one in 10,000. I mean, maybe you don't even have to go through the tirchav. So what do I got to sell it for? It's a stone bottle. I'll bring it on the mizbeach. The whole thing, we'll look at it as tamimi. So therefore, I need to know over there where it says, koshehen, quote, koshehen, unquote. Where does it say that? Only in Tamura. Hatam katani. Therefore, I need the mission tomorrow. What do you mean, therefore, you need the mission tomorrow? So then, you don't need the mission here. If you're going to tell me koshein, why do you say here? For nidne havalo boiha. That's obvious. Because the mission here is not coming to address the iser. The mission here is coming to address the takona. Wait until it gets home. Sell it. Use the best value to buy. No, it doesn't say that in tomorrow. That's our issue over here. So we have two completely different mishnayot addressing different issues. Mishnah Tamura is addressing the question of to what extent we will not rely on Bittul for the Mizbeach. One in 10,000. Oh, great. None is during Anah. Great. Our Mishnah is not talking about that at all. What confused us was the opening case in the Mishnah that was addressing the issue of Bittul, one in 10,000 of Isurei Anah, which it doesn't even talk about in Tamura. So we thought the continuation of the Mishnah was also focusing on, look at this. You can't be Mavatel Yisrael Anah. But the fact is, it wasn't talking about Bittul. It was talking about what to do. Where there's no question of Bittul. It's even one-on-one. We're not talking about Bittul. So this is a completely different way of looking at the Mishnah. Naively, you open up the Mishnah, it seems to be a long discussion of Bittul, of different things and other things. But it really isn't. It opens up with one din of the Chumra of Yisrael Anah. There is an issue of Bittul. It's not Bittul, afilu echad beribo. And then it moves on to a list of questions of one-on-one problems that have nothing to do with Bittul. And there the question is, okay, what do we do where we have a mixture, where there's not even a havamina to be mevatel, because you don't have a rov? We didn't even talk about a rov. The Mishnah in Tamura wasn't talking about tikkun at all. It was only talking about a list of Bittul. Legabe the Mizbeach wasn't interested in the issues of Isurei Hana'ah, which later on the Gemara will point out, but there are other Mishnahs to talk about Bittul of Isurei Hana'ah. Not in Tamura. Fine, we'll worry about that in a moment. But so far, the two sugyas actually turn out to be completely unrelated. So what looked naively like a repetition, saying Mishnah has nothing to do with the other. Excellent. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo tiyeh Rabbi Meir ela betmimim, avo bebaalei mumin lo, v'Rabbi Elazar amar, afilu bebaalei mumim, itmanam yom Rabbi v'ayomar Rabbi Elazar, mitaher haya Rabbi Meir bebaalei mumin, forget about baalei mumim, nafilu ba'avazim v'tarnagolim. Moi Rabbi Yirmiyah, araf eiz, mahu, is avazim v'tarnagolim because it's a member of the same group of ofot. Mashenkein Eiz is a member of the small animal grouping of the behemot. So it's lav mina de eglaninu. Odilma mina de behemahu. Yotiv rabdime v'komela la shmaite. Omar le abaye michlal de egla rufa. Everybody's agreeing. He's not in avela. Omar le, that's correct. Amri devei Rabbi Yonai. It does say v'chaper le'amcha Yisrael, which gives it a din of kachim. Moti Reb Natan Avuah de Ravuna v'yochol lo tochluhu ein li'ela chelev shasur be'achila mutar banah. How do you know that a chelev of a shorah niskal and an egel arufa is also not mitameh? Talmud lomar ki kol ochel chelev. I understand what you're talking about. I mean, Yisak Daitach Egla Rufa is not an Avela at all, and it's Tar. What are we talking about the Chalef for? I mean, does anybody imagine that the meat is Tar and we want to make the Chalef Tame? It's not talking about a case where I did the Arifa. Of course, if I did the Arifa, I can offer Mir of Lo Yisrachalei. But we still need to know what happens if you did it wrong. What happens if you did a Shkita instead of an Arifa? Shkita. That's great. Also, I mean, what if it just dropped dead? Okay, but Lamais, you're saying if it died without by doing Arifa, it would be Aser Ba'ana, and therefore I need to have a pasuk to tell me that the Chelev is Tar. How do you know that? in. Amrit Rabbi Yanai, I actually heard the gevul, at what point it becomes usher. Vishachachti. V'naz ben chavrai alameimra yiridata. L'nachaletan. That's what's osarta. Hadron Allah chatata of. Kol azvachim shidetarvu b'chatot amitot b'shar niskal afilu achat b'ribu yomutu kula. In this case, it means that the chatot amitot were nitarvu b'hem. Nitarvu b'shar shenevda bo avera. O shehemit et adam al pi edachad o al pi abalim o roveh v'nirava mukse nevad etznan b'chir kilayim treifa yotzei dofen, all of which are irrelevant to hedyot and are only important not to bring on the Mizbeach, so there's no problem of Yisurei Ana, and they can be sold. Of course, they need a mom. Okay, so wait. Yeru Ajis Te'evu, V'yimachru, V'yavi B'dmei Ayafesh Be'em, Mi'oto Ami. Nitarvu B'chulin T'mimim, even better. Yimachru Achulin L'tzorchei Oto Amin. If it's Kachim B'Kachim, well, if it's the same carbon, so then, Zeikarev L'Shem Yishuv, V'Zeikarev L'Shem Yishuv. If it's Kachem B'Kachem, different Karbonais, Min B'Sheino Mino, then we got a problem. So, Yera Oechis Te'evu, and you take the most expensive animal and buy two of them, V'Yavi B'Dmei Yafesh Behem, from both types, Min Zeh, B'Dmei Yafesh Behem, Min Bid Zeh, and you'll have to pay the difference on your own, V'Yavsira Mokhtar B'Beto. You're going to have to treat the whole lot as b'choru ma'aser. Yera'u ajiz ta'evu ve'ye'achlu ke'v'choru v'ma'aser. Hakol yicholim li'itarev chutz b'chatat v'na'asham, which will never be from the same type. Now, what do you mean afilu? Just the opposite. No. The reisha means kol hazvachim sh'itarvu b'hen chato'ot ha'mitot o'shor ha'niskal afilu echad b'ribu yimutu kulam. Isn't this very repetitious? Tanino Chadazimna and Tmura, Kola Asurim Lagabi Mizbeach Osu Bechol Shein, and it goes to the same list. Haroveva, Nirva, Omar, Ravashi, or Ravkana, Amrita Lishmaite, Kamed Ravshimu, or Kamed Ravshimu Barashi, Vaatstrichamlan. And he said to me like this, Imi Hatam and Tmura, Ava Minanimi, Lila Gavoa, Aval Led Yot, maybe there would be no problem at all, and it should be bought. V'mihacha hava minahani yudisrei nanonino, such as the katota meta, the shaniska. Avohane, maybe the lavisrei nanonino, ema lo. Therefore, should we make a completely, therefore, tzricha. But the lavisrei nanonino, that's what it's talking about over here also. You didn't explain that part. Otonale. Ah, but it doesn't say how much, does it? Mikatani bekama. Where does it say the word bekol shein? Atam and Tmura Katani. So then just say that. Venitneha, let's say the Mishnah Tmura. What do we need? The unnecessary, which adds to us no new information. Velobai, how over here? What do you mean no new information? Takante Strichale.